This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. A Denver jury awarded a $1 million verdict last week to a man experiencing homelessness who was allegedly assaulted by concierges at a luxury apartment building. Early Jackson was walking home from his construction job to the Salvation Army shelter in 2022 when temperatures were below freezing. He attempted to warm up in the lobby of the Quincy Apartments. According to a lawsuit, the building's concierges dragged him from the lobby and one employee pointed a gun at Jackson's head. The jury found Jackson suffered negligence, injuries, and damages at the hands of the concierges and the company that employed them. Schriever Space Force Base in Colorado Springs has been selected as the final location for a new unit. Space Delta 15 is the 11th such mission in the state. It helps with so-called space battle management, as well as intelligence and cybersecurity efforts. Schriever was the only base which met requirements for hosting Delta 15. And the multi-day snowstorm that swept through Colorado earlier this month made major improvements to the state's snowpack conditions. That snowpack is like a big water bank for cities, farmers, and other users. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson says those water supplies are off to a good start.
And for our mountain snowpack, as far as our water supplies, we are in good shape right now, even though it took us a while to get the thing going.
But Nelson cautions it's still early, and Colorado will not know the true condition of that water bank until the spring. But we will be adding more to the snowpack this week, especially in the mountains. Expect significant snowfall tomorrow and Wednesday. We're looking for widespread travel impacts in the mountains, including slick and frozen roads, road closures, all kinds of things. This is CPR News and KRCC.